What is your final message to British Columbians who are listening to this interview?
You know, it's been so hard for people. We really recognize that, the impacts of the pandemic, the toxic drug crisis. So more than anything, to your listeners, if you're struggling with mental health and substance use challenges, we want you to know that that is a healthcare problem. It's not something to be ashamed of. And we want you to know that there's help available. You know, and in the Fraser Valley in particular, we've been able to bring in new free counseling services, including Archway Community Services Society in Abbotsford, the King Haven Peardonville House Society in Abbotsford that supports men and women with substance use disorders in particular, Yale First Nation in Hope, Fraser House Society in Mission, all of them funded to provide counseling support. There are outreach teams available for more vulnerable people in crisis, assertive community treatment teams and integrated homelessness action response teams that go out to at-risk populations, maybe people living homeless who might be feeling not comfortable about walking into a healthcare center, but that support is available for them. But more broadly, people can phone 310-6789 if they want to access any kind of healthcare support, mental health, addiction support. We really recognize more than anything that people need to feel assured that addiction is not a moral failing, that it is a health condition. And we want people living with addiction to receive the same kind of dignity and respect and health care as people who are dealing with any other kind of illness. Mm-hmm. It's life-threatening if people feel shame that prevents them from reaching out, or if they don't tell their family and friends that they're struggling. And this is a message to family and friends of people struggling with addiction too. If you make your loved one feel shame about what they're going through, that can be a barrier to them accessing the healthcare support. So it really is about the community supporting each other, having ongoing, honest, open conversations, recognizing that the physical addiction is something that is very strong, that needs healthcare intervention to be able to help people overcome that. And we're doing everything we can as a government to ensure that when people reach out for help, that they get the help that they need and deserve. And we all have to do that together as a community to get through what is a very tough time.
Absolutely. And thank you, ma'am, for joining us. I know you're busy, but this was a very important topic, especially here in the all over British Columbia, but the Fraser Valley's been hit hard. So thank you.
Thank you for helping to expand the understanding of.
And I would love to bring you on in the future to continue this discussion as well.
Thank you. I look forward to your invitation. And thank you again to you and to all your listeners for the opportunity to talk about some very tough topics. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7. Join me again next week as I have another great episode for you.